Baby. Baby, come on. Come on. Baby, come on. I'm not being annoying just to be annoying. Come on. We got a plane to catch. Yes, we do. Come on, you gotta get out of bed. I know you're tired. Trust me when I say I am probably just as tired as you are. If not more. Oh, because I've been up. Baby, feel my hair. Yeah, it's wet. Do you know why it's wet? Yes, because I've taken a shower already. I brushed my teeth already. I packed your bags already. No, yeah, I did that too. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying that, baby. No, genuinely, I have. Nope. Do you not remember 30 minutes? Do you not remember before? No, of course you don't. Of course you don't remember. Yes, before I took a shower, I said, baby, can you wake up? And you said, no, 5 more minutes. And then what did I say? Yeah, you don't remember? You don't remember me saying, I'm going to go take a shower. When I come back out, I'm going to wake you up. Uh-huh. And then I did all those things as well. And now I'm waking up because I literally cannot wait any longer. Sweetheart, we have 2.5 hours. That means 2.5 hours to drive to the airport, park the car, check the bags. Yes. Do you know I used to leave 4 hours early for domestic flights? Can you believe that? Do you know why I'm asking if you believe it or not? Because I can't believe it anymore. Because do you know how long we leave before domestic flights now? Yes. I have never in my life been last called on a plane until I met you. No, it's not a bad thing, baby. I love you unconditionally. It doesn't matter. I can be last called on planes for the rest of my life. I'm just saying. Yes, you do have an issue. You have an issue with lateness. Yeah, because you just don't want to get up. Okay, that's not all of it. That's just part of it. Yeah, also you're a procrastinator. That's also part of it as well. You're procrastinating to the last minute because you don't want to get out of bed. And you're so comfy. Genuinely, is that all it'll take? Because if it is, I promise you we will get coffee on the way. There is a Starbucks on the drive. There's a Starbucks in the airport. There's a Starbucks probably on the plane nowadays. I don't know. That might not be true. But they definitely serve coffee on the plane. Yes, baby. It's a morning flight. They're going to serve coffee. I love how that's the dilemma for you. It's between getting coffee and... I mean, listen. You can get... It's not a big deal. Can you just open your eyes for me? Just look at me. I just need you to look at me. Come on. Just like 2 seconds. Can you see? There you go. Hello. Good morning. Hi. You are very grumpy right now. On your grumpiness scale, this is a 10. Of course I love you. Of course I love you, baby. Come on. Come on. Come on. Sit up. Sit up for me. There we go. Look at that. There you go. Oh, she's so sleepy. Such a sleepy baby. Oh, baby. Here's your glasses. There you go. Now you can actually see the world. Now you can actually see my face. See, I'm not upset. I'm just like, come on, baby. We gotta go. Yeah. Like, look around, baby. Everything's packed. You don't have to worry about anything. You just literally need to put on clothes. Yes, you can wear the fuzziest leggings you own and a hoodie. Yes, totally. It's totally fine. I have flown in like the worst clothes possible. Like, if only all my jeans did not need a belt, then I would be beltless every time I go to the airport. I don't know how people wear pants without a belt, honestly. I mean, part of me was going to wear basketball shorts, to be honest, but if only it wasn't going to be freezing cold when we got off the plane. I mean, I can handle the cold, but if it's so cold that my, like, leg hair freezes, then I think I need to wear pants, you know? Yeah, that's just, like, a personal thing. It's a personal preference. Ideally, unfrozen leg hair, please. Oh my god, I completely forgot about that. You should have told me. Why didn't you tell me that was a thing? Baby, I have grown up in warm climates my entire life. You know I love the cold, but I am not a master of it. Like, you should have told me that if I take a shower where it's freezing outside, that I need to make sure my hair is completely dry. I had icicles in my hair. It was crazy. I literally put my hand in my hair. I was like, ow, why is it so sharp? And then I shook my hair out. And it was like, it was all the ice everywhere. Oh my god, I can't imagine with your long hair. I can't imagine it freezing. Part of me wants to see that. I want to, like, just take a section of your hair, put it, like, complete, like, yeah, like, we straighten it, and we just get it, like, wet, and then we just go out in second in the snow and just see what happens to it. Oh, I don't know why. I just want to crunch. Like, I want to get your hair perfectly straight and just, like, crunch it. It just feels like it'll be the most satisfying thing in the world. No, because mine wasn't satisfying because my hair was all just, like, loose and curly. And it's just, I know you think that's satisfying, but it wasn't. It was just, like, messy. Although, to be fair, it was kind of cool. Oh, my God. Yeah. The frozen beard was, that was cool. I actually really, like, having a big frozen beard was, it was badass. There's no other way to say it. It was badass. I loved it. I loved having snow in my beard. That was so, see, that's why I'm hyped. Let's, come on. Let's get out of bed. We were, like, about to have a vacation. Like, genuinely. I know it's for work, but it's, like, you get to have a vacation. I'll be working. So, come on. Up, 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 up. I'm going to keep annoying, annoying. Come on. Up, 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 up. Come on. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I know you're awake, but you want to go back to bed. Yeah, it's 2 hours now. No, I'm just saying that. It's actually 2 hours and... Okay, fine. 2 hours and 23 minutes. Yes. Also, FYI, the time a flight leaves is not the boarding time. I can't believe no one told you that. That time is not the time it leaves. You subtract like 30 to 40 minutes from that time. That is when the plane boards. Yeah. They're not boarding right before they leave. They have to do, like, cross-check and a million other things. Baby, flying a plane is hard. Yeah, I don't know from personal experience, but I can definitely picture flying a plane is not as easy as driving a car. So it's like a million things I gotta do before they leave. They're not leaving right on time. They're leaving early. Or at least filling the plane up early. Yeah, that's why we have to go, okay? All right. Thank you. Nope, baby, it was not a battle. If this is a battle, then maybe I like war a little bit, because this is not a fight for me. Yeah. You used to be a battle to wake up. It used to be hard. And it's gotten easier. You don't have to apologize. You never do. Trust me, I know what it's like not being a morning person. This is years of conditioning for me. I've broken that habit. Oh, you could never break that habit. No, yeah, genuinely, you can never break it, and I'll still love you. No conditions, ever. Ever, 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 okay? That's what unconditional love's all about. I love you too. Now put on some clothes and let's get the fuck out of here.